A guided meditation, working with emotional states, with Joseph Goldstein.
We've talked about working with the mind states of the hindrances as they arise in meditation and in our lives. We want to become aware also of the entire range of our emotional life, the different emotions that arise in the sitting practice, in the walking meditation, the feelings we might have while we're eating, as I described in the eating meditation, and to bring this awareness of emotion into our life in the world. As you sit, feeling the breath, feeling sensations, noticing the hindrances as they arise, be aware of different emotions as they appear in your experience. For example, there might be the feeling of happiness or sadness. There might be the feeling of joy or depression. We might feel quite light and buoyant. We might feel heavy, despairing. Each one of these states can be open to, can be noticed, can be noted. We want to be aware of them without identifying with them, not taking them to be I, to be self, to be mine, but seeing them as a constellation of experience arising out of conditions, lasting for some time, changing, disappearing, with the different emotions that arise, because they often are a constellation of experience, that is, sensations in the body, particular thoughts or images associated with the emotion, a certain texture or coloration of the mind. Each emotion has its own particular flavor. We want to investigate all of these aspects. The first step in working with emotions is to recognize what it is. So it's very helpful to use the mental noting for this. The clear recognition. This is happiness, this is sadness, this is loneliness. This is excitement, this is interest, this is boredom. Clear recognition can be very helpful. When emotions are arising strongly in our experience, it's helpful to notice the different aspects or the different constituents of the emotion. So we feel the particular sensations in the body. Is there heat? Is the body contracted? Is it open? Is it soft? We can notice if there are particular images or thoughts associated with the emotion. And we notice the mind flavor of the particular feeling. Each emotion has its own flavor of sadness or happiness or joy or love or anger. And so we open to the subtleties in the mind and in the body as each of these feelings arise. Sometimes we may not be able to recognize exactly what it is. There's no need to spend a long time trying to analyze it. We can simply open to the feeling with the general note of feeling or emotion until what it is becomes clearer to us. So the first step is recognition. The second step is acceptance. There's often a tendency to resist or deny certain emotions, particularly if they're unpleasant. there are certain emotions that we don't like to feel. And for each of us, it may be different ones. Perhaps for some people, there is a resistance to feeling anger, or to feeling sadness, or to feeling unworthiness. In our meditation practice, we want to recognize what's arising and be accepting of whatever it is. Acceptance is the key to the third step, which is then non-identification with the emotion. The understanding that it is this constellation of experience arising out of conditions, passing away, that is non-personal. There's no one behind them to whom they are happening. This may take some time in our practice to understand. This is a very subtle and difficult point, because often what we most personalize, what we most identify with, are the emotions that arise. It's most who we take ourselves to be. So take a comfortable meditative posture. Settle into the awareness of your body, the breath. Aware of sounds as they're appearing. Feeling each breath carefully. Using the mental label of in, out, or rise and fall if it is helpful. Observe what feeling tone is in the mind. Is the mind calm? peaceful. Is it bored? Is there happiness? Is there sadness? Is it neutral? Does the mind feel equanimous? See if you can open to and recognize the emotional background as you're with the breath, as you're with sensations. aware of any predominant emotions that may arise. Emotions that come into the foreground of experience, perhaps associated with memories or plans. You might notice anticipation, or anxiety, or excitement. A common emotion that arises in meditation is boredom. Sometimes, as people are feeling the breath, being with the breath for some time, there's a certain lack of interest. This boredom should be noted as simply another arising state. Not identifying with it, not taking it to be I, not taking it to be self. Emotions also frequently arise around the experience of bodily pain. We might feel impatient or irritated or aversion, as was described in the hindrances. Notice the emotions that arise around particularly painful or pleasant experiences. Those feelings of delight, the feelings of aversion. We work with this range of emotions in the same way that we work with the hindrances. This is simply an expansion of the field, so that we become aware of the entire range of our emotional life. At first, we notice the very obvious ones. As the practice continues, we begin to notice the very subtle emotions that appear. Through recognition, acceptance, and non-identification, we can experience these feelings and emotions from a place of freedom. Awareness has the capacity to be with whatever arises. Our practice brings us to the edge of what we're willing to be with, what we're comfortable with. And the challenge then is to open at that edge. Can we feel this emotion? Can we be with this sensation? It's important to open in a soft and relaxed way so that we're not struggling with experience, but taking an interest in what it is that's arising.